As you know, Tuesday was elected the Missouri House of Representatives. So, ladies and gentlemen, Bart Corman.
Thanks, Don. I wanted to say thanks to Novus. I wanted to thank them for the business with Lewis and Beatty, and thanks for choosing Montgomery County, my home county, to come and set up shop. As you guys know, people that know me, I wear many different hats in business and in serving the community, and so today I get to wear a couple of hats. One is engineer, and one is a representative-elect, so I get a two-for-one today. So I was just thinking back a couple years ago, Ben Furman called me on my cell phone out of the blue, late of 08, I guess, and at the time I was planning a wedding and everything else, and he was wanting to know how much I knew about Montgomery County, and I was like, I'm pretty familiar with it, you know, and he's like, and I see you got an ag engineering degree, and I'm like, yeah, okay, you know. Where are you going with this? But he found my resume on the website. I don't know if it was Google or Bing or whatever it was, but that website helped out there. And so, as most of y'all know, I do mostly civil engineering work and not ag engineering work because there's not that much around. And so I was kind of really excited about this project because I got to use my education and the background that I originally went to school for, along with what I do for a living. So I was getting really excited about this, especially when it was going to be right here in Montgomery County. And as the project evolved, it got very involved with a lot of different things, such as animal waste, which is what ag engineers get to deal with. So it's real exciting for a lot of you. But we got to work out a waste pit and a way to apply the water and do some composting and be green, which is part of the Novus plan there. We got to work with the Planning and Zoning Commission and work out whether this was truly agriculture or commercial or a combination thereof, and go through the planning process and go through the conditional use process. I want to thank those people on the board there and the commissioners and everybody to work with us on that. But we had to have people out here. They said we're going to have some people employed. So okay, well, you got to have water and you got to have sewer. Well, there's no sewer for 5 miles for a central sewer system. So we had to do an on-site sewer system. So they wanted to be green with that. So we did a wetland system. So we got to do some things like that. Talking about the utilities, got some electric solar panels, we're talking about some wind energy one of these days. So some really neat things, and all with a green building process. And you know, a farm kid, green building a few years ago was mean you had green paint on your building. But that's not exactly what they're talking about here, and it's pretty interesting, and some of the concepts, and some of it's like, oh yeah, we've done that for years. And others are some new things, such as rain barrels for irrigation and using cisterns. Yeah, some farmers have done that for years. And so we use some of those same concepts in this farm here today. I think it was great that Novus came to Montgomery County. When I was first working on this project, I was talking to some folks and said, you know, have you heard about Novus? And some folks actually did. They said, yeah, I used to work for them. Actually, when it was Monsanto and the spinoff. And they live out here. So it was kind of neat that the farm moved out to where some of the old employees were. So I thought that was pretty neat. Some of you guys here in Montgomery remember Ben Jones? A long time ago, when St. Louis and Columbia were really hyping up the biotechnology hubs, I was on Ben, who was our economic development director at the time. I said, Ben, we need to work on trying to be a mini hub here in Montgomery. We're halfway in between. We need to capture on that. And I don't know how much he did on that or not. And he was probably saying, oh, Bart, you're just, you know, whatever. But anyway, naturally, or whether or not how much work that Ben did, but But we got a mini hub here with Novus now and AFB International. So we got a mini hub of biotech right here, and I think that's pretty neat. I think it's important that Novus came to Montgomery County on the fact that it's an international company and it's globally competitive, as well as its mission is to help feed the world by helping agriculture be more efficient. And I think that's great, and I think it's great also for an example for other large companies that are looking to locate here for other jobs beyond the biotech or beyond Novus, and say, hey, Novus was here. Maybe we need to take a second look at Montgomery. So on the political side, I think this is great on that for business development, and to kind of echo up on what Brent said. So I would like to welcome the Novus Green Acres Farm to my home, and I hope that they feel at home here for many years to come. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Representative Corbin. Neighbors are always important, especially when you're having a party. And I'd just like to say I saw Marvin Miller. There he is in the center. I haven't seen our other neighbors, but if you're here, we're glad that you could come. Our next speaker is Dr. John Hagler, the Director of Agriculture for the state of Missouri. He works with Governor Jay Nixon on agriculture and environmental matters and has extensive experience at Missouri universities and with farmers throughout the state. Dr. Hagler received degrees from Truman State, University of Missouri Columbia, and Washington University in St. Louis. Please welcome Dr. John Hagler.
That always cracks me up when people start saying he's got numerous degrees. That either means that I was unqualified or I'm broke, or both. Before I get started today, I do want to welcome Representative Corman. I think that you will find that the Missouri ag community will welcome you with open arms. The backbone of this state, of course, is agriculture, as you well know. And for those of us in the department, we work so closely with members on both sides of the aisle in the agricultural community. We always look forward to having a competent, solid, new representative that's ready to hit the ground running in agriculture. So thank you. We look forward to that. I also would be remiss today if I did not mention the other representative here, because she is my much, much new, better half. Yeah, just to tell you how important Novus is to me, we stopped here on our way to the honeymoon. So, give a warm welcome to the best representative in the Missouri House of Representatives, Representative Linda Black, and my better half. It is great to be back in Montgomery County, particularly in a county that has such a rich agricultural heritage. Thad, it's also great to be back with you at a Novus dedication. This time I didn't come just because of the food, although I would have. Isn't that some food? Man. Novus is one of those not only environmentally responsible companies, but a company that also takes the extra effort and expense to take care of their employees. I can tell you, for those of you in Montgomery County, you want to do a road trip, have Thad treat you to lunch. This is what they have every day. I'm telling you, they know how to eat there. A little less than a month in the job, I believe it was, Thad, that Governor Nixon and I came up for the dedication for your new green facility outside of St. Charles. And I thought it was so appropriate there being the director of agriculture and having an opportunity to sit down with a great company like Novus, because Novus represents many of the things that we in agriculture represent. I've said on many occasions that Missouri is home to the most sustainable, the most productive, the most efficient, the most resourceful, the most innovative, the most hardworking, and the most environmentally friendly farmers on the face of the planet. It's no secret to the people here at Novus how important the livestock industry is to our state. Over $4 billion in livestock value alone. And when you add in the value of cutting-edge animal health companies like Novus, it is clear to see why Governor Nixon has said on many occasions that Missouri cannot move forward unless agriculture moves forward. Fortunately, in Missouri, we're doing just that. Throughout our state, from the Boot Hill to the northwest corner and all areas in between, agriculture is moving forward. Just recently, for example, we were in the southwest portion of the state. We are with Kip Cullors, who just set a new world record with soybeans. Some of you may have heard about this. Over 160 bushels an acre. Now, for those of you that ever met Kip, Kip's a funny guy, just like every farmer. You get him up there, you put 40 or 50 TV cameras in his face, you got all the reporters there asking him questions, and they say, well, you just set a new world record. You're four times the average in the state this year. You're 160 bushels of an acre. What do you have to say about that? And he said, heck, I thought I'd do better. You're going to have a down year. What Kip didn't say is that everybody, you know, some people will scoff and they'll say, well, he's a 40-acre test plot there, and that sucker's out there five times a day walking those beans. You can bet he's going to have a pretty good yield. What they did not realize is that he has 780 acres in beans, and his average was 110. Now, for those of you farmers that just went, that is a heck of an average and not too bad of a payday given the price of beans these days. But what it points out is just one small thing about agriculture. Just in one corner, we're setting a world record. We went down to the Boot Hill and we talked about corn. We look at our livestock and our beef industry, our poultry industry, our pork industry. You can go right on down the line and you can pick out farmer and farm family right after another who have embraced technology. They have embraced innovation. They have embraced sustainability. And they are outproducing their friends and neighbors in other states and definitely in other nations. Missouri agriculture is leading the nation, and American agriculture is leading the world for a reason. And that reason is because we embrace science and technology. And that we know that valuable intersection that Thad knows very well, that in this state, in the great state of Missouri, that's the place you want to be if you want to focus on the next generation of agriculture. It is the place where technology, hard work, resilience, innovation, and job creation intersect. And this facility is just the latest example of what a great company with a great leader and a solid vision can do when they have the hard work of farmers and farm families in mind. Thad, Don, everyone, I want to join Governor Nixon today and say on behalf of our great state, thank you for your innovative spirit. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of it. Keep up the good work. Missouri farm families, thank you. And we look forward to great things in the years ahead.
Thad Simons has visited with many farmers all over the world, but always comes home to Missouri although he's originally from Georgia. He brings home many different insights on what is important to farmers and what type of products can help them produce more at a lower cost with less impact on the environment. Through his leadership, strategies are then developed to address these needs because he knows that Novus only does well when farmers do well. So when it comes to promoting sustainability, it's not done for the public relations value. Thad does not have a desire to be boastful. He recognizes the greatest impact is to communicate what Novus has learned to others. Thad has led Novus since 2001 to achieve spectacular growth in new product sales, and expansion of businesses throughout the world. He has a long list of professional and civic activities that are detailed in the brochure. Ladies and gentlemen, the President and Chief Executive Officer of Novus International, Thad Simons.
So thank you, Don, and I want to thank all of you for joining us today. I was a little surprised there was no comment about Green Acres. I'm sure all the Americans here know about Green Acres, and having been a lawyer in my prior life, it seemed appropriate to come out here and to, I grew up in the suburbs in Georgia. I didn't grow up on a farm, although many of my family were farmers, and my father grew up on a farm. He's back on his home farm, actually where he was born in Georgia. But it was really important for us to find an opportunity of having a place that was going to be a welcoming community, which is what we found in Montgomery County, a county that's really been very open and generous with us as we've come to try and, as Mercedes talked about, do research that's going to be really important to achieving the Novus vision. I certainly want to express my gratitude to Dr. Hagler to come and bring his lovely bride, Representative Black, who was very kind to stop here on their way, and Brent Spite and new Representative Bart Foreman for them joining us today and joining us on the podium and being a part of the program here. And I want to thank all of you from Montgomery County community who took the time out this beautiful Saturday afternoon to join us to understand what we're doing here in your community. What are the things that we're doing? Mercedes gave you some previews, and there will be opportunities for you to have a look for yourself. It's nothing very strange, but it is very important. It's very important because it's really important for us to be able to achieve the efficiency in terms of livestock production that will really help us to feed the world. We're blessed in this country to have excess food production, low food cost. We're able to really satisfy all the demands of the American consumer, plus to be able to have a major exports around the world. But where Novus operates all around the world, there are more than a billion people who are hungry. And as we look forward into the next years, it's projected by 2050, there'll be 9 billion people in the world from 6.5 billion today. It's projected we have to increase food production 100%. And so if we're going to do this using the same land and the same water, the same resources that we have to do things like the farmer who can produce 160 bushels of soybeans on his farm. We have to embrace technology, and we have to develop technology, and we have to find the ways of developing technology that are relevant. How do I mean relevant? So we have representatives here from Novus from all around the world, from Africa, from Europe, from Asia, from Latin America, and they all have different needs from their parts of the world. Their farmers in those parts of the world have different challenges in terms of livestock production, poultry production, aquaculture, fish farming is huge and growing very quickly. So Novus is working in all of those areas. We're doing research here, we're doing research in parts, we built an aquaculture research center in Vietnam because that's where the fish are, that's where the people are, and that's where we need to understand what the local needs are. We try to do this in the spirit of our core values, and I was very appreciative that we heard the comments from Brent in terms of recognizing Novus's core values around integrity. Our core values are to maximize long-term customer satisfaction. So the first thing is really about how we address those customer needs based upon their needs, not based upon our products or what we would like them to do. We want to have products with demonstrable value. So how do we demonstrate that value? This research farm is one of the ways in which we can bring that to the farmer and explain to them, bring them here. Our intention is to bring people from all over the world to this farm. And you'll see a small model back over close to where we came in of some ideas that we have of how to create an opportunity, a meeting place so people can come. We bring farmers and customers from every part of the world to St. Louis to our research center already. And this farm will become one very essential piece for them to understand what we're talking about in terms of our products and how they can be more efficient as producers. Act with integrity. So it's very important for us because there are many challenges in the world. And we always want to make sure that we are always looking, we can face ourselves in the mirror. The things we're doing are the things that will actually support our customers and we can be proud of. Certainly, we want to protect our employees, the public, and the environment. Many of our products are made through a chemical process, so there's one aspect of environmental protection. But we've always taken this farther. The whole concept of Green Acres is really to think in terms, Green Acres by itself was a code name for this farm, right? Because we're all about green, we're all about, it became a little bit of a joke. But when you started thinking about what else would you name the farm? The farm is all about sustainability. It's all about increasing the efficiency of production. It's all about that. So we said, hey, Green Acres is it'll be. And it will, you'll never forget the name Green Acres. And we want to seek excellence from all employees. And it was mentioned already that we really value our employees very much. Chef Mark is back there. He sees us every day. He feeds us every day. And that's very important to us as well, because we want to live the same kind of things internally with our employees as we're trying to do outside. So, I think you've already heard things about LEED. We also have here the farmhouse, which I think is very important as a part of our commitment to renewing and recycling and all of the aspects of sustainability. It was a very old farmhouse. I think most people would have knocked it down. We said, we're going to find out what's under the covers. And that was one of the first things that Ben and actually with Skip and Don, they had to work on. But how could this old, beautiful building be restored? And we found a remarkable building underneath everything that had been put there for over 100 years. So now we've gone forward, and we're seeking LEED. LEED stands for Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design, and it's something that's done through the Green Building Council, and we're very proud to have received the highest level for our headquarters building in St. Louis at the platinum level, and we're very confident that we'll be successful here with this residence. And everything we're doing here, you've heard many of the aspects already. You'll see them as you go around. You'll see the solar panel arrays coming in, the rainwater collection systems, the wastewater collection systems, the animal waste composting systems, and the engineered wetland. So you'll see all of these things as you visit the farm today, and more things will be coming. Because we really look at this as being, as I said, a place where we can demonstrate to our customers from all over the world what are the ways in which we can actually be able to feed those 9 billion people over the next 40 years. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt. Representative Harmon and Dr. Hagler, if you could join us here on stage.